Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we're so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Well, we're at the end of the fast. I'm grateful. 7 days without coffee. I made it. Praise Jesus. Did I have a coffee this morning? No. I may have one tomorrow. But it's been a great week of fasting and praying and seeking God. I want to thank everybody who came out on the prayer nights or the prayer times in the morning and at night. It was amazing to see so many people. Even at 6:30, we had people come out. How good is that? 6:30 a.m., not p.m., a.m. You know what that means? They got up at 5 o'clock to be there. So we're very, very grateful for all of that. Today is a significant day in the life of Pneuma East. Very significant day. Two reasons. First of all, we finish our fast, which is the very first fast that we've done together with Pauline and I. And I am grateful for that. I need to let you know, put you on notice, it'll be annual. It will be annual. Why? Because we need to seek God's face. We need to seek His direction so that we can walk into the year with a lot of confidence. The second thing is, today we come and we present our building fund pledges to the Lord. And that's what I want to talk about or touch on today. On the building form, which is going to be behind me, there is this statement: together we build a legacy that shapes tomorrow's generations. Over the 18 months that we have been here, I've been here and part of Pneuma East, I have been praying. Asking God, no, let's say I've been whinging to God, let's be real, transparent, and ask God numerous times, do we need a building? Look how much it costs. Look at all the gray hairs I'm getting. Look at how many sleepless nights I'm having, etc., etc. And every time, all I've heard is build a legacy. Full stop. You can go and check my journal. It's in my journal. Build a legacy. I believe this is what God is calling all of us, each one of us, to do from this moment forward. We are to leave behind something spiritually as well as physically that others can continue to build on. I say to my kids, and I say to the young people that I'm involved with, my ceiling is your foundation. My ceiling is your foundation. And that's how each and every single one of us should think. And that's how each and every one of us should act. That our ceilings are the foundation for the next generation to build a legacy. Every believer leaves a legacy. Intentional or not intentional. Every believer leaves a legacy. The question that we've got to ask ourselves is, what kind of legacy are we leaving? You see, as believers, our lives are like torches. To do what? To ignite the next generation to passionately love Jesus and run with the revival fire that we've instigated in them. On Friday night, we had the privilege with our prayer night for the fasting. We had the privilege of being at the youth at Joseph Street. And we were able to worship with him. Our team led the worship. It was glorious. It was glorious. It was like the presence of God was so tangible in that place. And here you had all the generations, because we had adults there as well, worshiping God together. And then afterwards, the privilege of praying for each child, each youth, each and every single one youth. You know what? That right there is disciple making. That right there is legacy building, because we are transferring, because we are igniting the next generation for a love for Jesus. Legacy in the Bible is deeply connected to generations. It's deeply connected to inheritance. It's deeply connected to faithfulness, and it's deeply connected to impact. Throughout the Word of God, we see that we are actually called to build for the future. That includes spiritual people, as well as physical, places where generations will gather and encounter God Himself. That's our heart. We want a place that where we gather, we can encounter God at new levels every time. So my message title today is Building a Legacy, a Platform for Generations to Encounter God. And I want to talk into this, and I want to invite you to be part of and invest into something that will outlive us, that will outlast us, outlast you, outlive me, outlive Paulina, outlive our lifetime. And that is our legacy, 20 Joseph Street in Blackburn North. Pastor Luke and Ra Connaughton, they started with a dream of having a building. Did that dream come into fulfillment in their time? No. But Pauline and I, we have the privilege of continuing what they started and see it come into fulfillment. This is legacy building. But I want to say, they are as much part of this legacy as what you and I are today. It started with them. Pneuma Church. Pneuma Church previously was Bridge Church. Before that was Richmond AOG. Before that was Richmond Temple. 99 years of existence, people. 99 years. And guess what? We are part of the legacy of the Richmond Temple starting back in 1905. We are part of that legacy. When they started Richmond Temple, did they think that there's going to be this congregation in the east of Melbourne called Pneuma East that's going to? No, they did not. But yet they were diligent with what God had put in their hand. They were faithful to the call of God, and they were obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And here we are. Here we are. Grateful for them that made that call. So I want to unpack legacy. Why? Because what Pauline and I want is for you not to serve this house and sow towards Joseph Street and sow towards this house because we say so. No. We want you to sow and to serve into Joseph Street. Why? Because you understand and believe you are building a legacy. It's important. It's important that you know, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are building a legacy. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to touch on. And the very first thing is we have to understand that a lasting legacy begins with a foundation. And that foundation is only in Christ. It's only in Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." The foundation is already laid, people. The foundation is already laid. In Matthew 16:15-18, Jesus asks Peter, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answers him and says, "You are the anointed one. You are the Son of God, or the living God. You are the Christ." And then Jesus says, "And this truth of who I am, I will build the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church." The truth is the fact that He is the anointed one. The truth is that He is the Son of the living God. And that is the bedrock foundation for the church. A lasting legacy has to be built on Christ. It has to be. If we build it on anything else, personal ambition, temporary success, or even ministry without intimacy, or ministry without encounter, it will not stand. It will not endure. So all of us, every single one of us who call ourselves believers, we have to evaluate corporately as well as personally, are we building on the foundation of Christ or are we building on something else? You see, because what is eternal matters. What is eternal is what matters. We need to ask ourselves, are we building on the foundation of Christ or something else? Now, I've done a bit of a rain check or a bit of a check, and I believe corporately in regards to Pneuma East, I would say, yes, we are. We are raising up disciples. We are helping one another to get to know Jesus more and also walk in the revelation and inheritance of being sons and daughters. So, are we building a legacy? I would say yes, we are, corporately. But I cannot answer for you personally. But it doesn't stop there. You see, because legacy is also building a place for generations to encounter Him. Building a place for generations to encounter Him. Exodus 25:8 is a great story. God says, "Then have them make a sanctuary for me and I will dwell among them." God has this desire of a physical place where His people could gather, worship, and encounter Him. In the Old Testament, we see Moses. Moses built the tabernacle as a temporary dwelling for God's presence in Exodus 25, 8 to 9. Solomon. Solomon built the temple as a permanent house of worship in 1 Kings 6, verses 12 to 13. Haggai. Haggai challenged the people to rebuild the temple because they had neglected God's house. And we read this in Haggai 1, verses 7 to 8. But each time that the temple was built, God honored and filled the places built for Him with His presence. They encountered Him. I'm passionate about this. New Testament, Acts 2, 46 to 47. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. They met together in the temple courts. The early church met in temples. The early church met in synagogues. The early church met in homes, gathering wherever they could, and revival spread. The gospel was spread. And as the gospel spread, they built more places of gathering, more places of worship, so that they could continue the journey of the gospel being spread. Initially, house churches were common. But as Christianity grew, believers began to construct dedicated buildings for worship. Every church, every revival center, every house of worship we build today, in this day, 2025, is part of the legacy of what they lay down. It's not a new thing. It's biblical. They laid this legacy down. Which brings me to my next thought, and that is, a legacy is established. What does established mean? Established means built on a firm foundation. Who's the foundation? Christ is the foundation. A legacy is established through faithfulness, obedience, and sacrifice. Oh, by the way, we are in a year of radical obedience, if you never knew that. I'll remind you. A legacy is established through faithfulness, obedience, and sacrifice. And the story in Haggai is actually very interesting. It actually feeds into this because Haggai 2:9, the glory, it says this, "The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty, and in this place I will grant peace." Now, we all know Pastor Wayne, he preached on this passage, and I think a lot of us have been reading through Haggai after that message, yes? And this is what I got as I was reading through it. But in Haggai 1:4, 1:2, sorry, the people are saying, this is where it commends, the people are saying, it's not time to build the Lord's house. What? It's not time to build the Lord's house. In verse 4, Haggai says, he asks, is it time for yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? He goes on for the next couple of verses and literally reprimands them. Then in verse 8, God says, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified. Who knows that living in paneled houses to going up the mountain, which is rugged, and bringing wood down, that gets you out of your comfort zone. Obedience, sacrifice, faithfulness. And then in verse 12, Haggai 1 verse 12, it tells us that they obeyed the Lord. They obeyed the Lord, obedience. And then in chapter 2, God says, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. It's about faithfulness. You see, legacy is not established on one big moment, but through a lifetime of faithfulness. A lifetime of faithfulness to God, a lifetime of faithfulness to His calling, a lifetime of faithfulness to equipping, empowering, and sending the next generation. It's a lifetime. It's about obedience to His word and to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I've preached on that. Which will, and everybody, this is where we all struggle, which will cost some kind of sacrifice on our behalf. It will cost some kind of sacrifice on your behalf, and it will cost some kind of sacrifice on my behalf. Laying down our own preconceived ideas and ways of how we think God is going to work, how we think God is going to move, and embracing His way. Why? Because in Haggai 1:8 it says, God may take pleasure in it and be glorified. At the end of the day, folks, everything we do, we want God to be glorified. We want God to be glorified. We want God to take pleasure in what we do. We want God to be glorified. This worship this morning was just so beautiful, so presence-centered. It was just what our hearts. It's not to keep you busy. It's to help you enter in to His presence. To help you to encounter Him. Because there's nothing else that matters. I've said this once. I'll say this a million times before I leave this place. Gathering like this without His presence is just a good concert. It's just a good concert. You see, legacy requires sacrifice. But the reward is eternal impact. Out of the sacrifice, there's eternal impact. And that's what we've got to realize. We are the instruments God is going to use to bring that eternal impact. The reward is this. This is the reward as we sacrifice. That generations, not just you and me, generations will walk in greater glory and deeper intimacy with Jesus. You see, one sacrifice today releases a harvest tomorrow. One sacrifice today releases a harvest tomorrow. God will always bless what we release in faith. That's our come as you tithe. That is like in, I mean, who goes to the Bible and says you've got to tithe? I mean, out there in the world, that does not make sense. But here I have a bunch of believers who tithe generously. Why? Because that seed that you sow, what you release, brings in the harvest, but it also brings in a blessing. It brings in a blessing. I had this image. Can you imagine us standing before God one day? And you know, I know, that we sacrificed to build 20 Joseph Street. And because of our sacrifices, thousands met Him. What an image. What an image. Thousands, not hundreds, thousands met Him. You know why? Thousands? Because somebody gets touched by God in a gathering like this and goes out and touches the community. And that community touches another community. Excuse me, Maria up here today talking about EDSC. A door that was once closed is now open. Flung open. Looking at lunch programs. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Not me, but God did. God did. It blows my mind, folks. What we do today affects tomorrow, which impacts eternity. What are you saying, JJ? Sometimes we withhold. We're asked to go and witness to somebody, and we stop and we don't go and do that. That stopping could have touched that life. That could have been the next run at Bonky that touches thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the world. Millions, actually. Ryan at Bonky. Millions. Millions. Here's an encouragement. Can I encourage you a little bit further? Is it a bit heavy? Is it okay? All right, I'm getting some thumbs up. Some people are giving me a little bit of a sheepish grin. Your faithfulness and your obedience and sacrifice today becomes the inheritance of tomorrow. Becomes the inheritance of tomorrow. So, you know that I love to always give us a challenge as a Numa East family. Here's the legacy challenge. Are you ready for it? Build a platform for revival. Build a platform for revival. Hebrews 10:25 says, do not neglect meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another and all the more as you see the day, capital D, the day approaching. A home for the church. The church. You're the church, not this building. Joseph Street will not be the church. You are the church. A home for the church is not just a building. It's a meeting place for God's power. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of them. He's here, right now. He's here right now. It's where God is worshipped, as we've just done. It's where God is encountered, as we've just experienced. It's where the word is preached, what I'm busy doing. It's where lives are transformed and revival is ignited. That is what happens in a home for the church, you. Today, in the next couple of years, we have the privilege. It's a privilege, people. It's a privilege. It's not a chore. It's a privilege. We have the privilege and we have the honor and the responsibility to invest in a church home that will impact generations, that will impact communities, that will impact Australia and even the world. We have this privilege and responsibility to invest into that. You know why? Because it will be a launching pad for souls to be saved. It will be a launching pad where people can be equipped, where disciples can be made, and where the Holy Spirit will be free to move. Most important. The building is not the goal. The building is a tool for people to encounter Jesus. Please remember that. The building is not the be-all and the end-all. Encountering Jesus is. It's all about Jesus. It's encountering Jesus. It's a place where spiritual sons and daughters are raised and empowered to carry the flame of revival into the next generation and into the world. This is not just about bricks and mortar and carpets and paint and sound systems and all that kind of stuff. I've learned a lot. Believe me, it's about legacy. It's about faith. It's about creating a space where God's glory will be encountered. Every revival, this was very interesting. Every revival had a place where it started. From the Upper Room revival to the Welsh revival to the Azusa Street revival, they all had a place where it started. Let's think about the Upper Room, Upper Room. Let's think about the day of Pentecost. They had a room where it started. What if God wants to move so powerfully in the church home that we build? You see, 20 Joseph Street could be the next place that God uses to ignite the worldwide revival. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Let's make this a declaration. 20 Joseph Street is the next place that God uses to ignite a revival that goes around the world. It is. I have faith for that. You see, if you look at the Upper Room, if you look at all the revivals, it didn't start with the whiz-bang 50,000 seater, started small. I'm not saying we're small, but what I'm saying is don't look at size. Put your hand up and say, yes, use me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Send me. You see, folks, you are the instrument that God wants to use within this family. You are the instrument that God wants to use to ignite a world that is on fire. You are the instrument that God wants to use within Joseph Street to ignite the flame and send people out, which will impact generations and generations and generations. That, folks, is legacy. I feel God. That is legacy. I want to say this. We are not giving to a structure. We are sowing into a supernatural movement. What are you talking about, JJ? Well, the last time I checked, stats say there's 2.4 billion believers across the globe. That's a movement. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than Joseph Street. 2.4 billion. We're not sowing into a structure. You sow in your tithes and offerings. You sow into the school. You sow in wherever. You know, when Bell comes up, we need 50 vouchers. We get 100 vouchers. That general, you're sowing into a supernatural movement. You see, God has placed this vision with us, and I believe that He has already placed the provision amongst us. And I end with this. I'm doing well. Thank you, Jesus. Here's my disclaimer. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. I'm not here to convince you to give at all. We don't try and convince you to tithe. Very much, many times, Pauline and I get up here and we just say, hey, thanks for giving, pass the buckets. Like Belle said, you're such a generous family. I'm here, though, as location pastor. And as leader of this location, Paulina and I together, to remind you whose you are. Whose you are. You belong to nobody. You belong to Him. You belong to Him. So here's my call to action. I invite you to partner with Paulina and I, to be part of the team that builds a place where revival can flourish for generations. Pauline and I are not just living for today. About 24 years ago, we sacrificed everything, laying everything down to follow God, who brought us to Australia. For what? To build for the generations to come. For the generations to come. And since we've been here at Numa East, there's been numerous prophetic pictures. There's been numerous prophetic visions and words that 20 Joseph Street will be a beacon of light that will touch the community, that will touch Melbourne, and that will touch the world. We have them recorded. We have them recorded. Every time, well, not every time, the majority of times that we, even before the building began, before the construction began, every time we gathered, I want to say every time there was a word, we prayed for the building, and there was a declaration or a word or a vision that somebody had that 2020 Joseph Street will be a beacon of light that will shine across Melbourne and Australia and the world. We have the opportunity to partner with that. You see, because the prophetic word comes from the throne room of heaven. I don't just believe it's just a fly-by-night kind of thing. It's a thing. It's a word. We got to take that. We got to steward that. But what a privilege it is to partner with God. What a privilege it is by giving our amen to see this coming to fulfillment. So let's build something that will not only stand physically, but will stand spiritually. A church home, which is a place of encounter. It's a place of outpouring. It's a place of hope. It's a place of healing. But most of all, It's a place of love. Amen. 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 We're now going to go into, we're going to take up our pledge offerings this morning. And I've asked the team, if the team can just walk through. If you have not received a pledge card and you would like to receive a pledge card, just raise your hand. The team is going to come through and they're going to give that to you. In the meantime, the rest of us, we can take our pledge cards out. We're going to be taking them up in a couple of minutes. Just wait for this to happen. Last week, I shared, if you weren't around, I did share regarding the areas of focus that we're going to look at. And I spoke into this, the amount where we are financially, the amount that we need to pay back. I'm going to share here because I see there's quite a few people who weren't here last week. But the amount that we're going to be sharing, that we're going to be paying back annually will be about $800,000. Our debt is around, or the loan is around about 6.4. The current amount that is there is 6.3. And but you know what? I'm really believing. There's two things I'm believing for. I'm still believing. I still have faith. I've prayed this. You can ask Shola. You can ask the guys that have been at the prayer meeting. I've prayed this since I've arrived, that there will be one person or a couple of people that will write out the check and that we will build this thing debt-free. I still got faith for that. I still have faith for that. I'm not backing down. I even prayed it again this morning. Debt free. What? JJ 6? Yeah. It's happened in the past where $20 million has been written out for a building in America. And, you know, you hear it all over Europe and all these kind of things. I'm going, no. God, it's time in Australia. 6.3. Come on, God. What is that? Seriously. What is that? Another thing that I'm also believing for, minimize my faith for paying this off cash, is that our loan is for 15 years. It's a very long time. I will most probably not be around in 15 years. I hope to have grandchildren. Who knows? I might be around in 15 years. You never know. I'm still young. I am. Thanks, honey. Oh, Paulina, you're so beautiful. That's why you're on the front row, sweetheart, in the middle, in my eyesight. Brownie points. So at the most, I want to see the sucker knocked off in five. I'm still believing for that 6.3 check to come in. Can you imagine? Hey, Ruth. Whew. We will party. This is the way you can give. You can either give by push pay, Paulina. I have been told, because we want every cent to go into the building fund. Oh, this is what I've also got to say. The building fund, the money that comes into the building fund, goes to the building fund. Not one cent. I can give you my word on this, and you can speak to Paulina about this as well. She's in the accountant and the finances. But every cent that comes in will be used for our building. Nothing, not one cent will be used for anything else. Okay? So you've got to know that. I have been told, though, there is a surcharge if we use push pay. So take that into regard. If there's big amounts, rather use the bank transfer. That would be the best. Can you go back to the previous slide, please? Thanks, Chris. Go back. That's our bank. That bank account there goes straight to the East Building account. We have an account for the East Building. And then, of course, you can do, you can't do credit cards anymore, Paulina, can you? You can do credit cards and cash. So, and then go to the next one. Thank you, sir. And then this is the back of the pledge card. This is where the pledge card is. I want to ask, if you are wanting to give anonymous, that's fine. That's fine. But if you could still bring the pledge cards in, why? So that we can at least budget. JJ wants to sleep at night. He does. JJ wants to sleep at night, and I want to have less gray hairs. So this is the pledge card. If you can fill that out and then pop that into the bucket. What we're going to do now is we're going to take up our pledge cards. Sorry. And everybody okay? We're going to take up our pledge cards. We're going to send the white buckets through. I'm not going to pray now. Then we're going to get the white buckets to come and be put on. I've asked the team to put them down at the front here. And then Pauline and I, we're going to pray over them. We're going to dedicate, consecrate this to God. That God will take every cent that we sow, multiply it, and for every cent that comes in, we will see souls come to harvest. Amen? Thanks, guys. Cam, you can take this for me, please. This is a significant day. To our feet, please. Let's sing this together.
I stand in awe. I stand in awe of you. I stand.
Reach out our hands. Father, you're such a good dad. You're such a good papa. We stand in awe. We stand in awe. And Father, Paulina and I, what a privilege it is, Lord, to lead this family. What a privilege it is, Lord, to build legacy. What a privilege it is, Lord, to come and lay before you the hearts of every person that sows into 20 Joseph's room. Father, right now, with all these buckets that are here, we pray, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Come. See the hearts of the people giving. Father, use every cent that has been given and multiply it, Lord. Multiply it, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the generations that are going to be touched, changed, empowered, and ignited to go across the nation, Lord God. Father, I also pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you'll take every single cent that is imparted into this building, Lord God. I won't even say it be $6.3 million, Lord God. I say let there be 6.3 salvations in the name of Jesus across the globe, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you are the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the God who knew this was going to happen. And Lord, nothing phases you. So we lift it up to you. We lift up these buckets, Lord God. We lift them up to you. We lift them up to you, Lord. And we say, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Can we just pray in tongues in our heavenly language for the next 5 minutes or 5 seconds? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is yours, Lord. This is yours. It's not mine. It's not Paulina's. It's yours. It's not any one of our people here. It's yours, Lord. Lord, come and multiply. Multiply in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's sing that chorus again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, put your hand on your neighbor. Put your hand on your neighbor. Even you've got to cross aisles. I'm seeing a picture of unity. I'm seeing a picture. Father, here we stand, unified. Yuma East family. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to be obedient. to the Word of God. Help us to be obedient to the promptings of the Spirit. And right now, Lord, as we take hands, join across aisles, we stand unified to follow you, to lay our lives aside, to sanctify ourselves continually, be glorified in all that we do, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray the richest blessing upon every person in this room, every person listening to my voice. I pray the richest blessing upon you. I call you blessed. I call you higher. I call you blessed. I call you higher. I call you blessed. From glory to glory to glory to glory. I thank you, Father, that right now that the spirit of poverty is broken, that we as sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we walk in righteousness, we walk in right living. I thank you, Father God, that we as a family, we choose you. We choose to make you a priority. Father God, meet us where we're at. Where each one is at, meet us where we're at. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Put your hand on your heart and just say, I love you, Lord. 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 You are so good. Jesus, my mighty name. Amen and amen. Can we give God praise? To praise him. I want us to make a noise, give a shout, do a dance, whatever the case is. Thank you, Lord. You're good, 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 you're good. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, grab your seats.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death, and a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmark.church. Thanks for listening.